You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and Gil, even though he can make it across the world driving in the Gumball Rally, can't usually make it across South Florida to get here on time. I know you're listening, Gil, just giving you a hard time. I know he's on his way. Gil's on his way. He'll be here soon. And before we get started with Johnny 305, I want to give a special high five shout out to my good buddy Richie, who can't stop texting me today. Richie, glad you're listening. Hope you're liking the show. Johnny 305, you're up next, bud.
Hi, James. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm really, really good. Great to be on the show again.
Hey, it's my pleasure, John, and we really appreciate all the support you give the show through the retreats, the tweets, the consulting work, and really just helping us learn to speak the language of Twitter and all the other social media stuff that you help us do all the time. Now, Johnny, tell me a little bit about your newest trick, Buffer. What's Buffer all about? I mean, I ask that because I want to hear it for the people, because I use Buffer all the time, and I think it just smokes it.
It is. It is actually, it's great for people, especially professionals that are running their own social media accounts and don't really necessarily have the time to quote-unquote be as social as they'd like to be. You know, it's you go to work, you do your 9-to-5, you have your events, you have meetings, and you're just not on Facebook, you're not on Twitter. And you know what? We all know there's a real world out there, and you have to do your job, but you also want to support your community and market your brand and create activity. Buffer app is a very simple. It's an app that links right into your browser. You could use it on Mozilla, Firefox. You could use it on Google Chrome. And it's just a little button on top of the browser. And what happens is anything that you're reading or looking at on the internet, you know, just you could be reading the New York Times, the New York Post, or the Miami Herald, whatever it might be, whatever you're looking at on the internet, with this little Buffer app and this little icon, you just press it and a little window appears and it gives you the opportunity to share that article or whatever it is that you're looking at to LinkedIn, to Twitter, or to Facebook. And most importantly, you could set that.
Hey, Johnny, let that trucker pass. You might as well just want to pass, there you go. You got it going now, John. Just let the guy go by. It's Miami. Just got to let the truck go by.
No, that's my alarm for the radio show.
Even better. Woo, woo.
But sorry, everybody.
That's awesome, Johnny. We're all about the sounds. You're the best.
Yeah. So anyway, but what happens is that so it really keeps it simple. Like, you know, with freedombusiness.com, you can just go to the Freedom Business, which you do. Go to freedombusiness.com. And whatever article you're looking at, the blog post, the past radio show, a segment, an interview, you just hit the Buffer app, a window pops up, and it gives you the opportunity to share it on the most popular social networks. And the best part, you can either share it right now, immediately, or Buffer will schedule that post automatically for you when your network is at its busiest time. It has like an algorithm that knows, hey, you know, at 7 p.m. at night, Jim Freed's accounts or the Freedom Business accounts have the most activity. The most people are actually online being social, and it will automatically send out that article or that post for you. So it keeps the account holder very active, and it allows you to really, you know, stick to your business. And let's be honest, you know, I deal with a lot of businesses. I do a lot of consulting, and the one problem we have, everybody wants to be social, but they don't have the time. They have a business to run. And Buffer helps simplify that.
I'll tell you what else Buffer does. It helps me out because what the radio show does is it creates a lot of content. And I know that a lot of people like to see the content. So it has a thing where you can rebuffer it. And I can actually schedule a whole week of all my social engagement of my historic stuff, and then I can do my live stuff whenever I want on a current basis. It really helps me out. And it's really, I think, you know, the CCIM is the PhD in real estate. Well, I think the Buffer app helps me have my PhD in social media.
I think so, too. Really, you know, I started using Buffer app, and just everyone that's listening, they could find it at buffer app.com. and you just get the little Chrome extension and add it to your browser, so that way they can go find it. But, you know, for me as an example, every morning, specifically on my phone when I'm having my coffee, I go through the day's news. And just on my phone, if I want to share that, it gets shared immediately. But with the Buffer app, and you can have it on your phone as well, it enables me to really share it throughout the day. So I could share something in the morning, I could share something in the afternoon, in the evening. And as I said, you know, Buffer runs off an algorithm, so it'll really share it at the perfect time. Comparable to if you were to schedule a post on your own, you're, all right, I'll schedule one at 9 o'clock, I'll schedule one at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So who knows who's on? You know, other people have jobs too, and everybody has a business to run, and we're in a very entrepreneurial city here, and being in Miami. So having Buffer being able to really look at your network and saying that, hey, 3 p.m. is the busiest time, and that is the best time to share the Freedom Business content. It simplifies it, keeps it easy, and at the end of the day, you look good.
Now, how does somebody do that, Johnny? Because that's a new trick for me. How do you use the Buffer algorithm?
They have that themselves. That's built into their program, and that was really one of the main features, because if we look at like a TweetDeck or we look at like a Hootsuite, they all allow you to schedule posts.
Yes.
But you have to pick that time. And Buffer's claim to fame was that their computers will pick the best time for you.
Oh man, I need to get more. You gotta give me a little more coaching up on that, Johnny. I really want to use that. Hey, D, how much more time do I have in this segment? Oh, I got a little more. Oh, Johnny, we got a couple more minutes. So, Johnny, you know, you take the news, you take the content, you pop it out to everybody. Do you have to send it to all the different social media platforms, or can you be selective on Buffer?
Absolutely be selective. Absolutely. One thing that everyone really kind of should remember regarding social media is on every platform, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, at least these top, which, what we're talking about today, they are different audiences. You know, let's say you and I, we're friends and followers across the board. So we're connected on Facebook, we're connected on LinkedIn, we're connected on Twitter. But that doesn't mean that I want to see the same thing on all three platforms. So let's say on LinkedIn, I definitely want it to be business. On Twitter, I definitely wanted to see your content, but, you know, like you tag Carrick, you tag the Miami Dolphins, you tag Warren Henry, so they're involved in the conversation. But at the end of the day on Facebook, I want it to be more personal. I want to see you at Dolphin Stadium or see you at a football game. So with your content, don't always send it to the same platforms at the same time. You know, spread it out and really kind of figure out who's on there. You know, with my Facebook page, my mom and my aunt and my family's on there. So I don't want to, quote unquote, market to them. But Twitter and LinkedIn, that's what it's there for.
Yeah, I do that. I schedule all that stuff at different times, different numbers, different dates, and different content on each one. And the Buffer app really allows me to do that. We've only got another couple of minutes left, Johnny. I'm wondering, you know, we're still waiting for Gil to get here. Can you hang on and do another segment with me?
Absolutely. Anything you need, buddy.
All right. Well, great. D, how about it? Are we about on time? All right, Johnny, stick with us. We'll be right back with more social media from the man, Social Media 305, John Mahoney, back after this.